Welcome to Lung Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. One of the most important advances in the paradigm of anti-tumor therapy has been the unexpected discovery of genetic mutations of epidermal growth factor receptor in some non-small cell cancers, and I met with Dr. Bruce Johnson, who's been in the middle of this oncologic revolution, to get his take on this and other recent developments in the field. Dr. Johnson began our conversation by commenting on new data sets reported at the recent ASCO meeting in Chicago related to research on these mutations.
We were personally involved in the discovery of the link between finding genetic changes in the epidermal growth factor receptor and the chance of responding to treatment with either gefitinib or erlotinib. And we did it because we saw there was a subgroup of patients who had very dramatic responses that were very long-lived, and it was something that was very unusual in non-small cell lung cancer. We have subsequently gone on, and my colleagues, Dr. Tom Lynch and Dr. Alicia Sequist, led a trial to prospectively ask if you identify patients with mutations in the epidermal growth factor receptor who had not received therapy, how well are they going to do? At this meeting, they reported the results of 31 patients who had mutations prospectively identified and saw a response rate of approximately 60%. And a time to progression of about a year. Now, that's on top of three other trials that have been done outside the United States. There's one done in Europe by the Spanish group, and then two done by groups from East Asia, both showing a similar thing. That is that they see response rates of about 80% and a time to progression of about 12 months. Now, that's in comparison to what you see with paclitaxel and carboplatin, which is a time to progression of about 4 months, and in the two bevacizumab plus paclitaxel carboplatin or gemcitabine cisplatin, you see it in about 6 months. Now, the thing that's unknown yet is whether those patients who had those mutations would have done just as well with chemotherapy, number one. Number two is there are other people who believe that there are determinants that work better than the mutations. There's groups that take a look at the number of copies of the gene present in the tumors. And there's other groups that take a look at immunohistochemistry. And the clinical research to compare those is currently ongoing to try to figure out which is the most likely to predict, who's likely to respond well, number one, and number two is who's going to live the longest and with the least morbidity.